Well, Wellington's Inner City Residents Association is welcoming news this morning that owners of earthquake-prone buildings will have more time to complete strengthening work. A review into the building code requirements will also be brought forward. That will start immediately now. Geraldine Murphy is the seismic spokesperson for Inner City Wellington and says they've been calling for this for 5 years. So she is with us now. Kia ora, good morning, Geraldine.
Good morning.
So two parts to this announcement. Firstly, more time to complete the strengthening works and then also the change to the building code requirements. You've been calling for both of those changes?
Well, our primary focus has been to call for a review of the legislation. And as you say, we've been doing that for 5 years because that's fundamentally what the problem is. Exceeding the deadlines doesn't actually address the fundamental issues that, you know, it takes the foot off the throat for a lot of owners, but it doesn't address the cost. It doesn't address the...
What is the fundamental problem, in your view?
The obligations, the compliance burdens of this legislation, particularly on apartment owners, which are just homeowners like everybody else, are risky, are extensive, are complex, and are made in multi-owner environments. And so that makes it even more difficult. But also, I think the way we're doing it in New Zealand is different to the way every other jurisdiction that I've certainly that I've looked at around the world, you know, Oregon, Washington, California, Japan, Taiwan, to how they manage their seismic risk in existing buildings. They don't have this one-size-fits-all where you go and assess a building and you say, but there is earthquake-prone, and therefore your building's earthquake-prone. And so how we're doing it, and the work that Hazel Kirkham did as part of the work that we've been doing with Inner City Wellington on the cost-benefit analysis that was done back in 2012-13, clearly showed that the costs even then did not justify the benefits, you know.
How do you quantify that? Because we've been talking about this all morning, and of course people have been texting in and are upset at the idea that you put a cost on human life or human safety and might say, well, that's too expensive.
Yeah, I understand that. And I think that happens in road safety, it happens in medical, you know, interventions and funding drugs and things like that. That's how we accept, though, hundreds of lives lost on the road because we're not prepared to pay the cost of what that would be to stop that. But I think it is just the size of the cost for the numbers of lives saved. I mean, this in 2013, what they were saying from the NDIS thing, 29 lives would be saved if all the buildings were strengthened over 75 years. And the costs are hundreds of millions, at that point, were hundreds of millions of dollars per life. And I think from an economic point of view, I know we were talking about costs of lives. It's not a pleasant thing.
No.
But what we're doing now, the harm's been faced on you know, all the building owners, but these are homeowners. So already at least four buildings have had to sell at discounted rates because the owners can't afford the cost and the risk of undertaking these projects. And they're not even, they're their homes. They're not public buildings at all, you know. So there's no real public safety issues there.
So you're hoping those standards would be lowered or relaxed somehow?
I think they have to be more pragmatic and be more realistic about what is the seismic risk that we're trying to address. You know, is it other jurisdictions take either a construction type approach that is very targeted about what these known failures in these buildings, and or they take a occupation use approach. Mm. So the strategic buildings, hospitals, schools, you know, large public buildings. But even in Taiwan, what I've looked at there is that the residential buildings there, they're encouraged, they're supported, and if they, in their last program of work in 2019-21, from what I've read, that residential owners got, you know, fully funded initial seismic assessments. then partially funded detailed seismic assessments, then partial funding for the strengthening costs. You know, Wellington.
Okay, so you'd like more money there. What if this review comes back and says these buildings aren't safe, the work has to be done, no matter how much it costs? So then what, people just have to sell, do they? Is that what you're saying?
That's what will happen. Part of this announcement, which hasn't come through, and I think I'm not sure why it hasn't been made, is that the financial assistance scheme for a small group of owners that couldn't get money anywhere through the retail channels because they had no income, many of them were retirees, and the building support service is being stopped. These are the only two supports that have been put in place by central government for this scheme, and that without that suspensory loan, as imperfect as it probably is, buildings owners will not be able to get the money. So these homeowners who bought compliant buildings will now have to sell at discounted rates. You know, if the review came out and found and said, this is all fine, this is what we should be doing, then people are going to lose their homes. More people are going to lose their homes. More people will lose substantive life savings and have life-changing implications of these decisions. You know, this is not the harms being caused by this. It is important to.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. There are harms both ways.
Not if they're placing more harms on those people who are trying to comply.
I know what you're saying. Hey, thank you very much for that. That was Geraldine Murphy, seismic spokesperson for Inner City Wellington. Just reacting to the news that the owners will get more time to do the strengthening work. There's also a review of the building code requirements. And as we're hearing loud and clear via text this morning, a lot of different thoughts about that. It is a very tricky issue.